Is this an unusual weather pattern for January?
Very unusual. It's pretty, this is going to end up like in the top three least snowiest Januarys ever, especially for the city of Aspen. There's only been a few Januarys since records have been kept at the Aspen Water Plant where there's been less than 6 inches of snow for the entire month. And right now we are not at 6 inches in town. We're like 4.5. So if we don't end up only getting a half inch more, it'll be tied for the least snowiest January ever. And if somehow we manage to get a couple inches, it'll be like the second or third least snowiest January ever. So long story really short, this is a rare month.
It looks like we're in a ridge of high pressure aloft. When is this going to end, and when are we going to see snowflakes falling again?
You said it, and you hit it right on the head. There is a big ridge aloft just off the California coast. How about we'll say 100 or 200 miles off the California coast. There is a fine line of where these ridges are located in terms of how we get snow, and I'll give you an example. Best place for a ridge in the Pacific Ocean for us to just get dumped on constantly is at about 140 degrees west, about 800 miles off the Pacific coast. So there's only like 700 miles, which is nothing in terms of the weather world. That's like a pinprick. So the ridge is about 100 miles off the coast. If it was 700 miles off the coast, it would snow all the time. So that 600 miles is making a huge difference. Now, let me tell you why the ridge aloft is there. There is really, really warm water from, say, Northern California coast all the way up through Oregon and Washington State and off of Vancouver. The water is way above normal. It's kind of odd that the water is that warm. Until that goes away, the weather's is just going to be one of those years, I have a feeling.
Yeah, we're in an El Nino year, and I think what I remember reporting on your website was that 4 out of the 5 El Nino years is usually there's average snowfall, and there's that one rogue year.
Yeah, you know what? I think that's a good way to look at it. A lot of times what happens in El Nino years is the Central Pacific is pretty active and energy will tend to come in through California. So what I'm hoping can happen in February is that ridge aloft is probably not going to go away because the water is just anomalously warm and it's going to keep that area of high pressure aloft right off the California coast. And what February is trying very hard to show signs of is energy. It's called undercutting the ridge. The ridge actually stays there, but then energy comes through California and cuts underneath it. And sometimes we can do well in that kind of pattern, and that's what I'm hoping for. But I would say, in my opinion right now, February, it can't be as bad as January. But based on what I'm seeing now, I don't see sustained snow. Like, there'll still be 3, 4, 5, maybe even 6 days break between each of those impulses that tries to undercut the ridge. We're not there for an optimal snow pattern where it would snow normal in February. And normal up at the resorts is like 45 to 50 inches. And right now I'm not seeing that yet, but hopefully it changes.
February and March are not looking that great as of now, what the models are showing now.
I think that's probably a correct statement, but you know, I've learned one thing about doing this over so many years. Just think back to December. The first 13 days were just hideous. It didn't do anything. Then the last 16 out of 18 days of December, it snowed, you know, almost every day, 16 out of 18. It timed it perfect for the holidays. Everybody was happy. It was looking like it was a great winter. And now January has just changed on a dime and it's crummy. And I know from doing this for so long, it can switch just as fast as it goes bad. It can switch and go good. So hopefully after we get past February 3rd, 4th, 5th, something like that, it tries to switch and maybe we just have some luck the next 2 weeks. I'm really keying in on after the 8th of February to see if we can get this ridge to at least weaken a little bit and allow this Pacific energy to undercut it. And if that happens and we end up just a little below normal for February, it's still much, much better than this crummy January where the resorts may end up with less than 1 foot of snow the whole month, which is very anomalous.